Welcome to the Mental Health Bible Study Podcast with Tyree Rowell.
Hello. Hello there. How you all doing on this day? I hope you are being intentional about your thinking and being intentional about your day, of course. But start off being intentional about your thinking. Because as you think it, you shall feel it. And as you feel it, you may behave it. Your behavior is based on how and what you are thinking about. So be mindful of that. So we are still talking about Psalm 23, Father. And we are now on the last verse of Psalm 23. And it has been a blessing to be able to talk about Psalm 23 in a way where I have shared how God is a father in this aspect to me in regards to Psalm 23. So I appreciate you for listening to the podcast these few weeks about how I have come to know the Lord as a Psalm 23 father, because I have been through a lot, you know, and being without my father has really been a journey for me, you know. Being without my earthly father has been a journey for me. But in spite of me being a daughter of a father, without a father, growing up into a woman, of course, without my father, you know, I have to honestly say that God has been good to me and still yet is. And I'm grateful and thankful for knowing God as my father. There's no telling where I would be today if my mom hadn't took me to church and hadn't told me about the Lord, and growing up on the Bible and going to church and praying and stuff like that. There's no telling where I'll be. So I'm grateful and I'm thankful for God just being God. So let's get into verse 6, because it's an awesome scripture that David had ended Psalm 23 with. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David let me know, baby, that he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ever, because of who God is. And not only because of who God is, but also because of who God is to him. You know, dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. And the house of the Lord is where you worship him, where you pray to him, where you have that personal relationship with him. That place, that safe space that nobody, and I do mean nobody, can take from you. Dwell in the Most High God, in that secret place. But he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow him all the days of his life. And when I read that scripture, I thought of Romans 8:28, where it says, all things work together for our good. So because all things work together for our good, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. But that scripture doesn't just end there. I'm talking about Romans 8:28. It says, all things work together for them that love God. All things work together for good for them that love God. That love God and are also called according to his purpose. So, you love God if you love God. things are working out. Things, all things, not just some things, but all things. And because all things are working for your good, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. You see what I'm saying? Because you are called according to his purpose, you are doing the things that you desire to do of the Lord, and that is his will. So because of the decision that you make, as far as making sure that you're doing the will of the Lord and that your heart desires to do those things and that you also love him, all things are working for good in your life. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Yes, they shall follow you all the days of your life. And that's a faith walk, you know. That's a faith talk. Of unwavering faith, knowing that because I know God and because I know who he is, because I know of him, because I have a personal relationship with him, because I have the experience of who he is and what he has done in my life, I can say these things. And I can also walk in faith, believing these things because of it. It comes through your experience and through your encounter with him. And the more experience and the more encounters that you have of the Lord, the higher your faith goes. And it goes so deep, so high, so wide that, baby, nothing, and I do mean absolutely nothing, can get in the way of it. So that's why David says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. It ain't nothing for me to sit here and just, you know, get fearful of or afraid of or anxious about, because I know that I love God. And I know that I'm called according to his purpose. So all things work together for my good. All the no's, all the turmoil and all the afflictions, all the good days, all the good things, all the happiness, all of that is working together for my good, baby. And guess what? It's working together for your good as well if you love God. So just because of that, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And I pray that you dwell in his arms, in his wings, in his love, just embracing it every single day for the rest of your life, embracing the goodness and the mercy and the peace and the joy that he wants to give unto you. I pray that you embrace it and receive it and take it all in and believe it and walk in it as if you know who loves you. My God, thank you, Jesus. Because when you do that, baby, ain't nothing, and I do mean absolutely nothing, can stop it. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. For I know that surely, because see, that surely means surely, baby. That means I know without a shadow of a doubt, surely, because I know who I'm serving. I know who I'm loving. I know who I have a personal relationship with. You see what I'm saying? Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. All right. Y'all be good to yourselves, man. It's a good day to be in the Lord. It's a good day to have a relationship with Christ. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mental Health Bible Study Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss another episode.